be there fast.
Hi, everyone. DJ Markison here, owner of Fence Company Near Me. One of the first things a homeowner asks me when they decide to get a new fence in Pinellas is, how long will the whole process take? It's a great question, because nobody wants construction dragging on forever. But the honest answer is that the time required involves more than just the days our crew is physically working in your yard. The total timeline has three main stages: preparation, installation, and cure time, and several factors can influence each one. The first phase, the pre-installation and permitting stage, often takes the longest, but it's crucial for a smooth process. Before we dig a single hole, we have to finalize the contract, order the specific materials, and, most importantly, secure the necessary local permits. Here in Pinellas and surrounding counties, permitting can take anywhere from a few days to a few weeks, depending on the volume and the complexity of your project. We also need to coordinate utility locates to make sure we don't hit any underground lines, which is non-negotiable for safety. We handle all of this for you, but it's time that needs to be factored into your project timeline. Once all the permits are secured and materials are delivered, we move to the on-site installation. This phase usually takes the shortest amount of actual calendar time, but it's not always continuous. The first day is usually dedicated to clearing the fence line, marking the layout, and digging and setting the posts. This involves placing the posts exactly where they need to go and pouring concrete into the post holes. For a standard residential yard, this can often be completed in one day, maybe two for a very large property. Next comes the unavoidable cure time. This is the pause in the action where the crew might not be on site, but it's the most critical step for the fence's long-term stability. The concrete around those freshly set posts needs adequate time to cure and gain strength before we can attach the heavy panels or rails. Rushing this step is a recipe for a wobbly, failing fence down the road. Depending on the weather and the concrete mix used, this can take anywhere from 24 to 72 hours. We never skip this step because we prioritize building a solid, long-lasting fence. After the concrete is fully cured, the crew returns for the final assembly and finishing. This is when the transformation really happens. We install the horizontal rails, attach the fence panels, pickets, or chain link mesh, and hang the gates. For most standard jobs, this assembly process takes 1 to 2 full days. Once the fence is fully assembled, we conduct a final walkthrough with you, ensure the gates latch perfectly, and complete a thorough cleanup of the work area. It's important to remember that project variables can influence the timeline. The material matters. A simple chain link fence often installs faster than a complex custom wood or shadow box vinyl fence. Terrain also plays a role. A yard on a steep slope or one with rocky ground will naturally take longer than a flat, easily accessible yard. And finally, here in Florida, weather is always a factor. Heavy rain can delay digging, post setting, or concrete curing, meaning we might have to adjust the schedule to ensure a quality installation. While every project is unique, for a typical 200-foot residential fence, you should generally plan for the entire process, from initial site prep to final walkthrough, to take between 3 and 7 working days of actual crew time, following a 2 to 4 week permitting and preparation period. We focus on efficiency without ever sacrificing the structural integrity of your fence. Until next time, this is DJ Markison, your friendly fence guy, reminding you that a solid fence leads to solid peace of mind.
Fast.